A new procedure begins Monday at Wisconsin's DMV offices. It's designed to help people get a state ID if they don't have the necessary papers, namely a birth certificate. Late Friday, a federal appeals court reinstated Wisconsin's voter photo ID law. It means people without a valid government ID need to get one by November 4th. Late last week, Governor Walker announced that state workers will verify birth information for free for people who don't have a birth certificate. Generally, there's a charge. Jim Miller works for the DMV and outlines the new process.
Basically, it's for people who do not have a name and date of birth or a citizenship document like a birth certificate available to them. They would come into our office and still need to bring in several other documents that aren't documents that they would necessarily have to pay for. This would be proof of residency, and those documents can be found on our website. And proof of identity, and the best example I can give for proof of identity would be like a social security card, student ID, W-2 form, 1099 form from your taxes, things like that. But again, that list is longer than that and it can also be found on our website.
So people come in and present this information, and what do they have to do next?
Sure. They present those documents. We will also take their photo. And we will ask them for their social security number, which we will check electronically to make sure it matches their name and date of birth. If their birth document is not available, we can have them go through this petition process where they would fill out an application like you would if you went to the county or Department of Vital Records to apply for a copy of your birth certificate. So it would include all of that same information. Once that's completed, the customer is not processed at our office. We send everything into Madison, who files it with DHS. And then DHS does a search for their birth certificate. If it's a Wisconsin-born person, generally they can find that within 24 to 48 hours. If it's a person born from another state, DHS will also handle those for us, but it may take a little longer than that.
Then what happens?
After that, once we get verification that there is a birth record in place and they have provided us with those other documents, and since we've had their photo taken already, we would be able to centrally issue that identification card for them so they would not have to make a trip back into our office. There is no charge for that identification card as long as they have checked the box that it is going to be used for voting.
You said it would take 24 to 48 hours to find the record of somebody who is from Wisconsin at the Department of Health Services. How long do you expect it to take to actually get the ID into someone's hands?
If it were a Wisconsin-born person, they would have a receipt in their hands probably 3 to 5 days, which they can use for voting. They can use our receipts for voting. And the actual ID card would probably be about 7 business days. If it were someone from out of state, it would be a little longer depending on how fast the state gets back to us. DHS has notified every state and is working to make arrangements with every state that they can provide this to our state.
Is this procedure modeled on something in place in another state, or is it a brand new program?
This is brand new for us. We haven't looked at any other states, how they have done them. So this is something relatively new to us.